to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And again, good evening, everybody, from the McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse at Falls City High School. We are getting set for our boys' game tonight between Plattsmouth and Falls City. Tigers ran roughshod over the Plattsmouth girls tonight, 52-10. Final score in that game. The Tigers picking up their third consecutive victory on the season to improve to 3-2 on the year tonight. The boys coming out in this one. Fall City looking for their first win of the year tonight. Tigers are 0-3. Plattsmouth coming in here with one win and three losses on the season into four games. So we'll see how this one goes tonight. Between the Blue Devils and the Tigers. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, come back and give you the starting lineup on KTNC.
Well, the holiday season is upon us. Come on into Farman City Supply, where we have a great selection of holiday gifts for everyone in the family. Browse our selection of toys for the kids, Carhartt and Burn apparel for the grown-ups. We also have lots of great gift ideas for everyone else in the family to choose from, like steel lithium-ion chainsaws, Weber grills, or just about anything else you can want. Come on into Farman City Supply today in Falls City, Nebraska.
Frontier Bank has announced that Trent Scheido will succeed Mark Moorhead as president at its Falls City location. Moorhead will retire from day-to-day work, but remain at the bank part-time after 28 years. Scheidel's currently vice president and has been with Frontier Bank since 2017. Also with the new year, Bill Niefeld will bring nearly 34 years of banking experience to the Falls City location. Each employee is excited to continue to work with their existing customer base and meet and work with new customers. Frontier Bank in Falls City, good with money. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West and Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
I'm Ryan Larson, Administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And again, we welcome you back here to the McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. In the boys' game tonight, the Tigers will, of course, be the home team. Let's take a look at the starters tonight for the Blue Devils and Coach Kevin Tilson. He will go with this starting lineup tonight. 5'8" senior Jude Wehrbein, 5'11" senior Sam Campen. Also starting tonight for the Blue Devils will be 6' senior Owen Prince, 6'3" senior Kevin Winscott, and 6' senior Braden Wittick. Jude Wehrbein, Sam Campen, Owen Prince, Kevin Winscott, and Braden Wittick. For Coach Don Hogue tonight, his target starting five will include 5'11" junior Bryson Buttrick, 5'11" senior Race Farmer, 6'1" senior Carson Bredemeyer, 6'3" senior Jackson Strauss, and 6'3" senior John Craig. Bryson Buttrick, Race Farmer, Carson Bredemeyer, Jackson Strauss, and John Craig, your starting five for the Tigers tonight. Another final here tonight, Falls City Senior Girls. They defeat Humble Table Rock Senior tonight. 53-24 the final there. 53-24 Sayhart girls with the win over HTRS. Auburn wins 53-25, and Fall City girls won tonight by a score of 52-10 over Plasmas. That's where we're at for the moment. They're introducing the Blue Devils, and then it'll be the Tigers' turn here as we get this game started. Second half of a nice doubleheader. Again, all of our games available on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. Hit the Listen Live button and then click on either KTNC for this one tonight, or you can pick on KLZA, that's Sunny 101.3. Sayhart and HTRS playing on that one tonight at the Rowe Activity Center. Tigers about to be introduced. It is apparently ugly Christmas sweater night for the Tiger cheerleaders tonight. I don't know if they're all that ugly, those sweaters, but they are different looking. I will give them that. They are different looking. All right. Ready to roll. As the final start of the Tigers, John Craig, the 6'3 junior, is introduced. And we are set to go. Just about a week away from Christmas here. Not a huge crowd on hand here tonight. Tigers always draw pretty well, but as I said, we're getting to the holidays. Lots of stuff going on for lots of folks. And we are ready to roll here at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. Strauss will step it up in the middle for the Tigers. He'll jump it up in there against Kevin Winscott, a 6'3 senior. Tigers go right to left as we look at it. Nobody really got the tip. The Blue Devils end up with it. Winscott has it front court off the left side to Campen. Tigers come out in a man-to-man defense. The Blue Devils have two men at the free throw line. They give the ball down low to Wittig. Wittig, a little jump hook up, no good. Rebound. Grabbed by Strauss. He'll put it ahead to John Craig. Left side of the basket, and John Craig will put it up and in for the first 2 points of the ball game. 2-0 Fall City. Off the right side with it. Sam Campen holds it. Out top, he tried to get the ball to Winscott. There's a bounce pass right at his legs, and it went out of bounds. Campen saying the Tigers touched that ball. Referees didn't see it that way. Tigers bring it cross court to Carson Bredemeyer. Senior coming up the floor, gives the ball off to Buttrick. Right side now to Race Farmer to the free throw line. Strauss with it, left side on the wing. Buttrick. Buttrick. On a double dribble to the Blue Devils. Oh, all alone. Bredemeyer, I hope he's not scared when he's alone because I don't want anybody within 20 feet of him. And he gets the layup at the other end. Now he blocks the shot attempt at the other end. Back to the Blue Devils. Three ball, right corner, right wing, up and good by Sam Campen. 4-2, Fall City with the lead. Bredemeyer with it, left side at the elbow. To Strauss. Jackson Strauss making a move back and into the paint. And a held ball. Somebody got a hand on it, and it'll be Tiger ball underneath their own basket on the already possession here. So it's going to be Strauss to inbound for the Tigers. Come into John Craig on the left side. Bredemeyer into Strauss. Deep, leans in, up, down, and the foul. Looked a little like Strauss jumped in the defender there, but the official didn't see it that way. So Jackson Strauss with the bucket gets two and a bonus coming here. The foul called on Owen Prince. First foul of the ball game. Strauss ready, fires it up, and off the mark, no good. Rebound ends up to Owen Prince. He'll get it away to Wehrbein. Wehrbein to the front, underneath. Get the ball under there to Wittig. Back out of the right side, three ball in the corner is no good. Loose ball rebound is picked up. Layup no good by Winscott. The ball comes down to Wittig, and now the Blue Devils run around the perimeter. And a blocking foul call here on the Tigers. Fall City foul on Race Farmer, his first. First foul on Fall City. So it will not a shooting foul, bring it into Winscott. And he'll fire the tray, no good. Rebound to Buttrick. Buttrick pushing it up the floor, and he went with a pass to Farmer. And Farmer slipped and fell down, and the ball goes out of bounds. Well, not much you can do about that as a passer or as a guy falling down. So Plasma looking up the floor, down 6-3 here. They look inside, and a reverse layup attempt by Wittick won't go, and the rebound brought down by John Craig. Craig with a rebound, and here comes Fall City to the front. Buttrick up, now to Bredemeyer, direct in traffic, gets a pick from Craig. Free throw line, back to Strauss. He moved, did he walk? Yes, he did. That world-famous head-and-shoulder fake and put the ball on the floor, except the feet went too quick. So now, class with basketball. Campen will bring the ball in. To the front court come the Blue Devils, looking for a cutter against the man-to-man. Come to the near right side to Winscott, 6'3 senior. He'll hold it, now give it away to Werbein. Werbein to the right side. Prince with it. They continue now with the ball game. Oh, I don't have that young man in the program either. I don't know. Plasma must have changed a lot of players as they sent us our roster. Shot attempt up, no good. Jackson Strauss, the rebound on the second try, his second. And for Plasma, that is Austin Soule in their number 50. He was not in the program. They sent me to get the scoring cheese made. Soule is a 6'2 senior. The Tiger ball. Two team fouls now on the Blue Devils. As that one went on Soule. Front court with it. Buttrick looking. Strauss left side to Farmer. Farmer goes through the pick to Strauss. Around it. Now to John Craig. Now driving on the right side. Buttrick spins out. Keeps the dribble. Into the paint. Left side with it. Bredemeyer. Not open for a triple. Now we'll give it to Strauss. He's double teamed, got away. Back and into the paint, fall away, one hander up, no good. The rebound picked up by Winscott. Bounce pass ahead up the floor to Campen. Inside to the big man, Soule. Back out, three ball on the way up, and no good by Campen. Rebound, Strauss again, his third. And up the floor, here come the Tigers. Out of the right sideline. It's going to be a drive to the hoop. Floater up. No good by Farmer. Rebound to the Blue Devils. On the run, Werbein gives it underneath. Layup is good. No, he missed that. That ball got. How did that ball not go in by Campen? I do not know. John Craig, the rebound. That was a nice little reverse. I thought the ball was going in the net, and it crawled out of there somehow. 3:30 to go in the first. Tigers up 6-3. Low scoring affair so far. Craig will hold it, give it to Strauss out on the right sideline. Now to the left side with it. Tigers have it to Carson Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer has shown the ability to light it up from three if he's hot. Strauss with it, gives the ball up to Farmer. Now again, Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer working to the right, hands it off to Strauss. Two defenders there, now to Craig at the top of the key. John underneath gets the ball to Buttrick, head and shoulder fake back to Craig, dribbles up, leaves it off now to Bredemeyer. Very patient by the Tigers here, good defense by Plasman. Off the right side, in the middle now, Buttrick. They come out on it, he'll go to the right sideline with it, Race Farmer. Farmer dribbling around, now to Craig. John holds it, looks, guarded by Soule out there. Now he starts to move with the ball with a dribble. Gives the ball up, and we come the other way, down the lane, a reach-in foul. What do we call here on the Blue Devils? Mail eventually. Now we got to confer to see who it's on. Foul on Kevin Winscott, his first, team foul number three. Craig is out for the Tigers. Kyle Eichhoff, a 6'2 senior, checks in now for the Tigers. Fredemeyer will inbound to Strauss on the left side, back out top to Buttrick. Left side, Bredemeyer with the dribble, back out near midcourt. Buttrick will reset the Tiger offense. With it, right side, Eichhoff holds, looks, now working around Buttrick again in that right sideline. Around a defender, goes in, gives it off, and now back out it goes to Farmer. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, 6-3 Ball City. Out top, Eichhoff with it, back to Strauss, starts right, moves left down the lane, up and under, and he got her to go. Strauss with his second field goal. Here come the Blue Devils down now, 8-3. Inside Soul, across the court it goes. Caleb Weissman to check in. Out top for three to Owen Prince. That is now 8-6, and a timeout is called. We're back in 30 seconds on KDNC.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders to quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8-6 Ball City. We've got a minute 36 to go here in the first quarter tonight at Ball City High School. Tiger basketball. The Blue Devils showing full court pressure here. Strauss looking to get it in, and a Tiger gets tripped. Inbound stolen. Throw it underneath. Layup no good by Wittig, but he got fouled on the play. Tigers did not do well on the inbound there. Kyle Eichhoff called for the foul, his first. Team foul number two. Wick at the line, a minute 33 to go here in the first quarter. The first free throw is on the way up and off the back, too strong. Elijah Hernandez, a 6-foot senior, checks in here for the Tigers. 6-foot junior, excuse me. Second free throw up, off the front, no good. Another rebound by Strauss, stolen away from him, but the Blue Devil was standing out of bounds when he got the steal. Well, unfortunate for Placid there, they made a nice play, but on the end line. Now the ball comes in to Hernandez, who'll give it to Strauss. Strauss will work the ball up the floor for the Tigers. On the right side, too tall, too far out for Carson Bredemeyer. The Tigers turn it back over.
Hey, fuck it, Blue. Let's go.
All right, to the front court come the Placid Blue Devils. Down 8-6, looking for a tie or the lead here. They've got a couple of triples in this ball game. And in early going. On the right side, Caleb Weissman with it. Give it away to Campen. Campen over to Wehrbein. Dribble drive, cut off. Out, and a three-pointer up, and off the mark, no good by Prince. Rebound brought down by Eichhoff. Up the floor, the Tigers. Hernandez shot is blocked from behind. Out of bounds off the Blue Devils. The Blue Devils will bring Kevin Winscott back off the bench. Out comes Owen Prince. Tigers lined up side to side on the baseline here. Triggering in Strauss. Get into Bredemeyer. Now back to Strauss. Top of the key. Drives down the right side and he is tripped. And a foul on the Blue Devils here. On 24, Caleb Weissman with a foul. Team foul number four on the Blue Devils. Strauss will inbound again for the Tigers from the baseline. In it comes. Bredemeyer with it. Makes the catch at the right elbow and back out to the top. Now to Buttrick. Buttrick around a defender down the lane. Up in the air. Taken away by the Blue Devils. And then a reach-in foul trying to get it back. Foul on Bryson. Bryson Buttrick, his first. Team foul number three on Fall City. Craig will come back in for the Tigers. Out comes Eichhoff. And it's Blue Jay basketball with 36.8 seconds to go in the quarter. down 8-6 to the Tigers here. To the front court, a bounce pass, and now give it off, carrying the basketball on Kevin Winscott. Got the ball moving around the top of the perimeter. And Fall City will inbound in front of their own bench. So Strauss will trigger for the Tigers. Backcourt, Bredemeyer over to the right side to Buttrick. Buttrick coming up the right side with double team, reverses to the middle, 17 seconds to go. Hernandez to the middle now, he goes to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer to Strauss, 10 on the clock, to John Craig. In the middle to Bredemeyer, he hasn't taken a shot yet in this ballgame. Bredemeyer there, he'll fire a triple up, it's short, no good. And the rebound to the Blue Devils, and that ends our first quarter. Fall City 8, Plasma 6, back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Happy holidays from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City, Nebraska. This is Andy Armbruster, and I want to take a moment to thank all of our customers for your patronage this past year. We appreciate you putting your trust in us for all of your vehicle needs. On behalf of all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, we would like to wish you a safe and prosperous and blessed new year. Thank you again for thinking of us when it comes to your vehicle.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8 minutes up on the clock, second quarter, ready to get underway here at Fall City High School. Tigers leading the Blue Devils 8-6.
Blue Devil basketball in the second quarter.
Got some wet stuff on the floor here. You got some blood on the floor, so they're going to take a little time for that here. Let me get that wiped up. Here, they're still trying to work on that. There we go. So wiped up, and now it'll be Placid basketball to start quarter number two.
Go Blue!
Here we go. Plasmith to the front court of the basketball. Down to the right sideline. They go with it to Winscott. Now over to the left side. Campen wanted a three. Wasn't open. Drives down to the baseline and a reach-in foul from behind. Bryson Buttrick tried to get his hand in there to get a steal. He picks up his second foul instead. Team foul number four on the Tigers. We're all even there. Inbounding, Owen Prince from the baseline. Looking, comes in top, too high for Winscott. He recovers it out beyond the three-point line. Now backs up off the left side. He goes to Prince again. To the elbow with it to Werbine. Werbine coming off the left side, working the ball around Prince. Now back down, Winscott back out top and a three-pointer. No good by Prince. Rebound brought down by Buttrick. Buttrick to the front court, off to Strauss. The junior gives away to Bredemeyer. He'll load up and fire a triple and drill it. Long range, Bredemeyer, that's his second basket. He's got five now in the ball game. The Tigers lead by five, their biggest lead of the ball game. To the left side of the basketball now, we have the ball in the hands of Winscott again. Backs up for three, and he fills it up. His first two for the ball game, and it's 11-9 Fall City. Full court pressure here by the Blue Devils. Strauss will leave it for Buttrick. Buttrick to the front to a double team. Stripped, stolen, Campen, layup, and we're tied. A guy came from the backside on the trap at midcourt, got the ball, and we're tied at 11. Timeout Fall City. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
6:38 to go, second quarter. It's 11-11. Tigers and Plattsmouth here at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse, Falls City. Play back here Tuesday night when the Tigers host Elmwood Murdoch. The Knights coming to town for a girl-boy doubleheader in the East Central Nebraska Conference. And now we have Tiger ball. Jackson Strauss to inbound it. Strauss brings it into the ball game is Charlie McNeely for the Tigers, a 6'2 sophomore who checked in. Bredemeyer up the floor. He trapped the ball, got away with it. His pass is stolen away by Winscott. He goes up and lays it in for two more. He's got five. We have the first lead of the game for Plattsmouth now. It's 13-11. Tigers bring it in. Strauss will come up the floor. Around a defender he goes. Not good control of the dribble. Got it away there to Bredemeyer. On the left side he works it. Now reverses. Keeps going off to Strauss. There's a rounded defender underneath to Craig. Up and shot blocked by the Blue Devils. Coming out with it, Wehrbein. All the way in, cross court pass, and the layup is good by Sam Campen. He's got seven. Tigers take another timeout, now trailing 15-11. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Tigers went up 5 at 11-6. Since then, it's a 9-0 run for Plattsmouth, and they lead it now by a score of 15-11. Pressure defense is working for Plattsmouth. The Tigers are having a tough time just handling the basketball. Off to Bredemeyer in the middle of the buttress to the front. Now he's got two defenders. He throws over the top. Bredemeyer down to John Craig. Dribbles in, up off the glass for two. John Craig with his second bucket makes it 15-13, and that ends the 9-0 run. Out on the right side now. Give the ball. Wehrbein cross court. He goes with it, and it'll be Winscott back out to the top. Wehrbein ran on the defense. Inside, down the paint, lost the ball. Throws it out to the side. No good on the shot. And the rebound to John Craig. Class of the shot put up there by Kempen. In the backcourt, Buttrick elevated himself in the air, got away with it inside. Strauss back and in, blocked from behind, and they call traveling. Not a held ball, traveling as he went up. The shot was blocked and came back down with it. So the Blue Devils will bring in Austin Soule, a 6'2 senior. And it's 15-13, with 4:51 to go in the half. Up the floor, into the game for the Tigers is Kyle Eichhoff as well. To the top, Winscott backs in, hands the ball off, and a floater down the lane. In and out, won't go for Campen. And the fight for the rebound, Soule wins the battle. And he got fouled on the putback try. I believe it'll be on Kyle Eichhoff in... No, Strauss. Strauss called for the foul. His first team foul, number 5. Soule on the line for the first time. It's up and a lane violation. He got his toe on the line, so he'll get one more here. Drew Iverson, a 6'4 junior, checks in for the Blue Devils now with 4:29 to go in the half. The lead is 2 for Plattsmouth. free throw coming up here for the Blue Devils, up and good. So as it turns out, Austin Soule 1-for-1. And the Tigers down now by 3. Buttrick up the floor, around a defender. Checks down the middle, and the layup is good. He shredded the defense that time. And the Tigers are back to within 1 point, 16-15. Bounce pass down to Soule on the right block. He whips the ball across court, three-pointer up, no good. Ball is shot, no good by Prince. And the rebound held ball will go to the Tigers. Tiger basketball. So let's see. Craig back. Eichhoff out for Fall City. Here comes Caleb Wiseman back in, a 6-foot senior for the Blue Devils. Out comes Winscott. All right, full court pressure. Bring it in back court with it. Farmer. Coming up the floor, Carson Bredemeyer. Lobs ahead to Farmer on the right side, to Strauss. Underneath Craig, oh, wide open, nobody with the big man. He's too big to lose down there. The assist will go to Strauss. And it's 17-16. Falls City reclaims the lead now by one. 3:35 to go in the half. Three ball up, and too strong that time by the Blue Jays' Sam Campen. Rebound of the Tigers ahead to Craig. He'll give it to Buttrick on the right side. Around a defender to the baseline. Now cuts it back out top. Bredemeyer. And he'll fire the three. Got it. Bredemeyer hits his second long one. He's got 8, and the Tigers are up 4 again. So now the Tigers, up after being down 4, down the lane with the left hand, up and good. Owen Prince. Timeout called by the Blue Devils. 2018 Fall City. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3:02 to go in the first half. Tigers up 20-18 over the Placid Blue Devils now. We've had a couple of lead changes in the ball game.
Go Blue!
Strauss will inbound against the pressure defense. Looked for the home run and didn't go for it. Breaking free in the backcourt was Farmer that time. Bredemeyer up the floor, now gives it to Farmer on the right side and back to Bredemeyer. We're not going to leave Bredemeyer open out there anymore. He's been drilled 2 threes here in the second quarter. Buttrick down the right side of the lane, reverses into the paint. Out left side, Bredemeyer is open for 3 on the rim, no good. Rebound, Tigers got lucky they didn't get it over the back call there. On the rebound, as the ball was tipped, it ends up in the hands of Soule. Here we come the other way now. Placid basketball looking for a tie or a lead here. Bounce pass into Soule. He got it. He missed it. Rebound tipped, and Strauss fouls the shooter on the weak side that time. He came down with a rebound. Putting the shot back up there was Werbein. He'll go to the line to shoot 2. That's going to be foul number 2 on Jackson Strauss. Team foul number 6. Strauss coming out of the game limping. Soule comes out. Prince comes out. Into the game comes Winscott, and back in will be Kyle Eichhoff. Free throw up. No good. He'll get another one here. Everybody took off like it was a 1-1, but it's not. So he'll have another free throw here. Free throw up and good. 1 out of 2. Makes it a 1-point game, 2019, Fall City. Tigers in the backcourt with it. Buttrick gets it away to Farmer, back to Buttrick. He elevates and he hands it down low to John Craig, who has eight in the ball game. 22-19, Fall City. Inside to the Blue Devils, and up and down Wittick throws the ball out to his teammate there for three. No good by Iverson, and the rebound out of bounds. Touch last by the Fall City Tigers. Now they're going to reverse it. Buttrick was adamant that they had not touched the last, and the officials got together and they agreed. So Fall City will bring back into the game now Elijah Hernandez. Strauss up trying to walk off whatever bothered him there earlier. Bredemeyer in the backcourt, coming up the floor with the ball. Carson to the front. Right side, down to Farmer. Back out to Buttrick. Minute and a half to go in the half. And Buttrick sees an opening. Down the paint he goes. And he gets put to the floor. Ball rolled off the rim, no good. The foul on Plasmuth on 33. Braden Wittick, his first team foul. Whiting, okay. We'll go with that. And team foul number 5 on the Blue Devils. Free throw up and in and out. No good for Bryson Buttrick. He'll get a second one here. 22-19, Fall City. A minute 28 to go in the half. Free throw up, swish. So Kyle Eichhoff will check back in for the Tigers now. Bryson Buttrick will get a quick breather. Tigers see a little confused here on defense on who's got who. All right, now we've got them all lined up again. Out top, Braden Whitick with it. He looks, he holds, he hands it off to Wehrbein down the lane. Dishes left side for Winscott. Minute 5 to go, handling it now Prince. Cross court, left side Wehrbein. And the ball handler, Whitick, or rather Winscott, fell down. And now driving through traffic and foul will be Jude Wehrbein. He'll go back to the line to shoot two more here. Tiger foul. So he called on Elijah Hernandez, his first. Team foul number 7. So a couple of free throws here for the Blue Devils. First one on the way is up and goes. It tried to climb back out of there, but it fell in. Evan Miller, a 6'1 senior, checks in now for the Blue Devils. Ready again at the line. Jude Wehrbein is up and good. Got them both. And it's 23-21 with 55 seconds to go in the half. Tigers with a 2-point lead here. In the middle with a basketball. Kyle Eichhoff off to Bredemeyer. Now Hernandez. Cutting down the lane with it and traveling to the basketball. Eichhoff had the right idea, passed it from inside the lane out there to Craig, but he got an extra step in. And now the Blue Devils have it with 40 seconds to go in the first half. Over on the left side, the ball goes with it. Winscott fires, and it's a 2-pointer. He's got 7, and we're tied at 23. Second tie of the ball game. Tigers to the front court. Eichhoff with it. 17 seconds on the clock to Hernandez. Bredemeyer moves and left. Gets the ball away there. Farmer with it. 7-6 on the clock. And turnover by the Tigers. They try to go to Eichhoff. Farmer's pass wide of the mark. Out of bounds it goes. So Plasmuth has 3 seconds. They're across midcourt. Tigers are going to get way too close. And three-pointer off the mark. We'll go to halftime. Fall City 23 and Plasmuth 23 at Fall City High School. We'll be back with the first half scoring wrap after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
While you are shopping for that perfect Christmas gift online, fraudsters are shopping for your personal information and debit card number. To keep your information and money safe, FNN Bank offers an identity theft protection program, Cyber Scout, and fraud monitoring services. FNN Bank will keep you protected during this holiday season.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Magnier Henderson Fieldhouse. Halftime score 23-23 between Falls City and Plattsmouth. First quarter score, Auburn leading Freeman 8-4 after one quarter here tonight. In the first half tonight, the scoring went like this in the ball game. For Plattsmouth, they are led by Kevin Winscott and Sam Campbell with 7 apiece. 3 for Jude Werbein, 5 for Owen Prince, and 1 for Austin Soule. The Blue Devils, 4 out of 7 at the line. Falls City led by Carson Bredemeyer. He's got 8 points, and John Craig has 8. Bredemeyer with a couple of triples. Bryson Buttrick has 3. 4 points for Jackson Strauss for Falls City. Tigers just 1 for 3 at the free throw line in this ball game. In the girls' game tonight, Falls City beat Plattsmouth 52-10 to pick up their third straight victory. The Tigers now 3-2 on the season. Other scores tonight, girls' game, it was Sagart winning over HTRS 53-24. Auburn beat Freeman in girls' action 53-25. Again, at halftime in our boys' game, Falls City 23, Plattsmouth 23. We'll be back here in just a few minutes with second half action on KTNC after a check of our sponsors and the weather for the weekend.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Well, the holiday season is upon us. Come on in to Farm and City Supply, where we have a great selection of holiday gifts for everyone in the family. Browse our selection of toys for the kids, Carhartt and Burn apparel for the grown-ups, and we also have lots of great gift ideas for everyone else in the family to choose from, like steel lithium-ion chainsaws, Weber grills, or just about anything else you can want. Come on in to Farm and City Supply today in Falls City, Nebraska.
Frontier Bank has announced that Trent Scheido will succeed Mark Moorhead as president at its Falls City location. Moorhead will retire from day-to-day work, but remain at the bank part-time after 28 years. Scheidel's currently vice president and has been with Frontier Bank since 2017. Also with the new year, Bill Niedfeld will bring nearly 34 years of banking experience to the Falls City location. Each employee is excited to continue to work with their existing customer base and meet and work with new customers. Frontier Bank in Falls City. Good with money. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
DJ Kirtasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West and Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is your Good Time Oldies station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards. We will see a slight dip in temperature going into Saturday due to a trough of low pressure moving through. Most of the precipitation, however, will be staying south of us with the system. Going to Sunday, we will start to see a warm-up as another ridge of high pressure moves through our area. This will give us sunnier skies as well as warmer temperatures and more southerly winds. We'll see temperatures in the 40s as well as sunshine early next week. Your forecast for the evening shows mostly cloudy skies with a low in the mid-20s, north winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. For Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the low 30s, northwest wind gust up to 30. Going to Sunday, lots of sunshine and a high around 40 degrees. South winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. And Monday, lots of sunshine with a high in the upper 40s. West wind gust up to 20. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently 33.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years, with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Happy holidays from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This is Andy Armbruster, and I want to take a moment to thank all of our customers for your patronage this past year. We appreciate you putting your trust in us for all of your vehicle needs. On behalf of all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, we would like to wish you a safe and prosperous and blessed new year. Thank you again for thinking of us when it comes to your vehicle.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
23 apiece here at halftime of our boys' game tonight on KTNC between Falls City and Plattsmouth. The Tiger girls picked up a 52 to win over the Blue Devils tonight. Coming up next week, we'll have a couple more. I will have two more games for you Tuesday night here on KTNC. The Falls City Tigers will be playing host to the Elmwood Murdoch Knights on Tuesday night in a girl-boy doubleheader. We'll have that on KTNC. Then we'll have a break for Christmas and the holidays. A lot of the teams play holiday basketball. We won't be covering any of that. Sagan Hart will be playing next Tuesday evening, and that'll be on Sunny 101.3 as they will travel to Tri-County for a big game there next Tuesday night as they wrap up their pre-Christmas games. That's on Sunny 101.3. So, that's where we're at. We'll have Husker basketball for you coming up on Sunday over on Sunny 101.3. Here on KTNC, excuse me, Husker men's basketball. They play Sunday as well. All right, we have class with the basketball. Getting ready here. Pass will inbound the ball at midcourt. They will go from our right to our left here toward the east bucket. Here at Fall City High as we start quarter number three, 23 apiece. Plaster against the Tiger man-to-man, and a three-pointer on the way. Off the mark is no good. Craig, the rebound off of the miss there by Sam Campen. John Craig with another rebound for Fall City. And up the floor come the Tigers. Fredemeyer with it, goes over to Fletcher. Fletcher will hold way out on the left side now. He'll give the ball inside, and now over right side, Strauss. Strauss will hold, drive to the hole, elevates up, won't go, had his rebound, lost it, comes down to Sam Campen. Campen ahead now to Jude Wehrbein. He finds an opening, he goes to the hole, and he puts it up over the front edge for his first field goal. He has 5 points now in the ball game. Third lead change of the ball game. Butcher gets picked clean by Wehrbein. He'll go cross court. Layup is good by Campen. He's got 9 to lead all scorers in the ballgame, and the lead is 4 now for the Blue Devils. Up the floor, Bredemeyer with it. Hands the ball off and driving in is Farmer. And he tried to do a little behind, not behind the back, but leave it off and a pass. And it is taken away by Plattsmith. And at the other end, we've got an offensive charge call on Plattsmith. Plattsmith foul on Owen Prince. His second. Team foul number 1.5. And now 27-23. Tiger ball with 6:30 to go here in the third quarter. To the front court, the Tigers come up now with it. Strauss has the basketball. Strauss drives into a triple team, and traveling is called. Referees check with each other, make sure it wasn't a foul call, and they agree that traveling was the call. And Plattsmith gets the ball back. Oh, nobody looking at the Tigers' defense. Winscott had it. He had a wide-open three, decided not to take it. They'll give it back out to Wehrbein. Tigers, looks like they're zoned up here now. Nope, man-to-man. Well, they're standing. It just looked like a zone there for a moment. Under 6 minutes to go, and traveling called on Wehrbein. Right in front of his coach. Coach Tilson really hasn't agreed with anything the officials called tonight on his team. All right, bring the ball into Fletcher. In the backcourt. Fletcher going to go right down the lane, tried to dish it off to Craig. And the ball was stolen by Plattsmith. It ended up in the hands there of Wittick. And apparently he was laying partially out of bounds. So the Tigers get it underneath their own bucket. Everybody on the corner of the lane here on the inbound play. Farmer looking, gets into Strauss on the left wing, and now to the baseline. Now to John Craig. Holds it, spins. He'll dribble out once. They reach in, try to take it away from him. He's not going to give it up easily. Now with it, Buttrick. In traffic to a double team, and again, tried to dump it. Tigers are trying to be too fancy, and it's not working out at all. Here's a pull-up three at the other end, no good by the Blue Devils. And now three on the other side of the offensive rebound by Wehrbein. He's got 8, the first miss there by Winscott. And now Bredemeyer to the front, as the lead is 7. The Tigers have not scored yet here in the first 3 minutes of quarter number 3. Coach Hogue wants to talk about it. We'll take a timeout and be back on KTNC.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Wow! Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Smith on a 7-0 run to start this third quarter, leading Fall City 30-23. Halftime up the street, a couple of blocks. It is Fall City's Sacred Heart leading HTRS 27-23. The Irish lead HTRS at halftime in that game tonight up at the Rowe Activity Center. Halftime has Auburn leading Freeman 17-13 tonight in the boys' game. Here we go. Bring the ball in ahead up the floor to Race Farmer. Farmer with the ball to Strauss, and he'll give it up now for Elijah Hernandez. He'll dribble it, give it to Bredemeyer, open for three on the rim, no. Hernandez the rebound, too strong on the putback, no good. That's grabbed up by Prince. Prince the other way, hands the ball forward, Wehrbein with it down the front court. Off the right side, and it's Kevin Winscott in the middle. Little give and go action, and a 2-point bucket for Owen Prince. He's got 7, and the lead is now 9. It's a 9-0 run to start this third quarter. Bad pass, cross court, stolen away, and going in for the layup is Winscott. He's got 9, and it's now a 11-0 run to start. Not halfway through quarter number 3 here for the Tigers yet. Out top, Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer with it. Down the lane, he goes off balance, pass tip. Strauss ends up with it, drives in, blocked away by Wittig, and the Tigers somehow end up with the ball. Hernandez puts his head down, dumps it out to the left side. Strauss dropped it, got it back, throws it over to Bredemeyer for three, no good. And three Blue Devils after the ball, they end up with a rebound and head up the floor the other way. Driving, shooting, no, we've got a whistle and a blocking foul on the Tigers before the shot. Foul goes on Race Farmer. His second. Team foul number 1.5 on the Tigers. Craig is out. In comes Tigers. In comes Kyle Eichhoff. Also back in for Fall City, Bryson Buttrick. Classic drives to the paint with it. Campen turns, hands the ball off. Shot up, left hand no good by Austin Soul. Can't connect. Ahead to Hernandez, nearly walked with it. Now drove back to Strauss. Between the circles, right side to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer moving left, stops. Now gives the ball back to Buttrick on the right side. Buttrick to Hernandez, back to Buttrick. Tigers can't penetrate. Now inside, Strauss drives. Offensive foul. He dropped the shoulder in the defender. It's a good call. Strauss with his third foul of the ball game. Team foul number 2 on the Tigers here in the second half. Good call by the official. The shoulder dipped down into the defender. Bucket went, but it does not count. The lead is 11 to the front court, whereby right wing, pass in, stolen away by Buttrick. And now it's going to be a held. No, we got a push foul.
Good effort, dude.
So Wehrbein trying to get it back, called for a foul, his first. Strauss will inbound just up off the baseline on the far left side of the floor. Buttrick coming up, he fends off the left arm, does it again. Got away with it twice there. Now a steal by Wehrbein. The Soul ahead up the floor with it. Winscott driving in, leans in, drives from the left side and lays it up. And it's now 36-23 with 2:32 to go in the third quarter. In the backcourt, up the floor to Hernandez. Tigers looking. Nobody in there to get it to. Strauss dribbles between the legs, off to Hernandez again. He'll move and go to Buttrick on the left side. Buttrick looking. He dribbles, drives into the paint, elevates. And they're going to call a foul. He was up there. He got bailed out that time with the call. Foul on Austin Soul. His second. Team foul number 3. And Buttrick will go to the line to shoot 2. Buttrick, 1-for-2 at the line, has 3 points in the ball game for the junior. He gets set. He fires. It is good. 36-24. So the Tigers finally on the scoreboard here with 2:05 to go in the third. Missed free throw. And the rebound to the Blue Devils. Campman will give it to Wehrbein. To the front. Wehrbein pulls up, shoots a three, and brings it. He's in double figures with 11. He's got 8 of them here in the third quarter. And the lead is 15 now. The Tigers have been outscored 16-1. Butler to the front. Hands off to Bredemeyer. In the paint. Leans in. Rolls it up with the fingers on the right side for two. Bredemeyer has 10 for Fall City. 1:28 to go. Wehrbein in the paint. Takes the ball to the wing. Three ball up and down. Campen has a dozen. His second long one. And now all of a sudden the lead is 16. Buttrick in the backcourt. Up the floor. Give it to John Craig. He looks back out top to Buttrick with 1:05 to go in the quarter. Right side, Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer heads to Buttrick, and he fumbled the ball out. And they say it's going to go off the hands of Wehrbein. Into the game comes Caleb Wiseman, again, a 6-foot senior. Take it into Craig on the inbound from the Tiger bench. John Craig leans in, puts his head down, spins back out of there. Now they give him the ball again. Drilling it low, turn around, little jump hook, no good. Taken down by Winscott. Winscott with the basketball going the other way here for the Blue Devils with 41 seconds to go in the third. Wehrbein going to pull up another three. It's off the mark, too strong. Rebound is saved in there, and the Blue Devils up. They did have toe on line out of bounds. So the Blue Devils bring Evan Miller into the ball game, 6'1 senior. Come the other way, the Tigers have it. The backcourt to Bredemeyer. Full court pressure. Bredemeyer lobs over the top to Buttrick. Buttrick with it. Picked up his dribble down to Craig on the right side in the corner. Back to Buttrick. He'll dribble around to the baseline. Gets in his foot in the paint. Out to Craig. 10 seconds ago. Over to Bredemeyer for three. Left wing. Good. Bredemeyer's got 13. 3 seconds at midcourt. And the ball is on the way, but it's no good. After three, it is Plattsmouth 42, Fall City 29. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, I-3783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Ready for the fourth quarter here. Back here, Harrison Fieldhouse. Plattsmouth now with a commanding lead, 42-29, up by 13 over the Tigers, outscoring that third stanza 19-6. Fall City basketball at midcourt. Bredemeyer, Farmer, Buttrick, Craig, and Strauss, the starting five for the Tigers. Plattsmouth has used their press to really slow the Tigers down in the second half. Buttrick in traffic goes all the way in and got hit on the arm. arm as he elevated. They got the shot blocked, but they also got the arm. Foul will be on Evan Miller, his first. Team foul number four. Buttrick back the line, 2 for 4 in the ball game, has 4 points. Looking for number 5, and there it is. Second one ready for the Tiger junior. Race Farmer's a senior for the Tigers. Bredemeyer's a senior. Free throw, no. Craig got the rebound. Shot was rejected. Kyle Eichhoff is a senior. Everybody else underclassmen for the Tigers. Off the left side of the basketball now into the hands of Wiseman. He drives inside. He missed. He got fouled, and I think Farmer, the guilty party here, I believe. Yep. Reese picks up his third foul, team foul number 3 of the half against Fall City. Miller to the line to shoot 2 here, the senior. Lefty fires it up, and no good off the back iron. He'll have another one here. Weissman ready again. Up. Got it. His first point of the night, and it's 43-30. To the front court, Tiger Strauss underneath the Farmer, back out to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer will go back out near midcourt with it to Buttrick. Bryson coming right. Gives the ball to Craig on the sideline, back to Buttrick. Now back to John Craig. And the right side wing with it, Farmer looking nowhere to go against the man-to-man. Strauss back to Farmer for 3. It's up. It's good. Another string that time for Race Farmer. Lead down to 10, 43-33. Class with the lead. Bounce pass off now to Sam Campen out top. Down the lane, whips the ball to the side wing on the left. Driving in and cross court, now back out to Campen for 3. Buries it. Campen, 15 in the ball game. It's now 46-33. And the press stays on. Buttrick looking, needs help, threw it right to the Blue Devils. And the Blue Devils had a pass knocked away, goes right back to him. Werbein in the paint, dishes it out, now to the corner. Campen for 3 on the other side, no good. Rebound to John Craig. Now Buttrick up the floor with it. Looking. Gives the ball off over the other way. With it, Bredemeyer tries to go inside for Strauss. Tipped away, out of bounds. Tiger ball on the baseline. Eichhoff in for the Tiger. Here comes Winscott and Whitick back in for the Blue Devils. Turn it up, 5:50 to go. 13-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Buttrick has it out top. Now to Farmer. Right side to Eichhoff. He looks. Give it away to Buttrick. Buttrick to Farmer. Again with it. Eichhoff driving. Strauss leans in right hand and it bounces and rolls over somehow into the hole. And that'll be 2 points for Strauss. He's got 6. That's his first point since the first quarter. Back out top. Faking the 3 and down the paint for 2. Owen Prince. He's got 9. 3 players in double figures for the Blue Jays here. Now to the front. Bredemeyer. Cross court. Strauss with it. Looking. Farmer down the right side. Bounce pass in. Eichhoff out to Bredemeyer. 3 ball, no. Kept alive. The Blue Devils end up with it. Winscott with it. And now 4:50 to go. Down Campen. 3 ball. Left corner. Buries it again. Nets up in the rim. Gonna stop the game for that. Nets up. There you go. Now it will be Tiger ball on the side. Tigers look worn out. Breathing pretty heavy, down now by 16 points. to the front court, a handoff to Strauss, nearly taken away. Strauss goes in, fouled from behind, blocking the shot, but getting arm there. Foul will be called on Whiting. Whiting with the push from behind. Team foul number 5. All right, at the line will be Strauss. Strauss will be there, ready, fires it up, and won't go. 0-for-2 at the line, the Tiger Jr. Here comes Elijah Hernandez back in for Fall City. He'll come in for Strauss if he makes it. Strauss ready, he's up, and no good. Rebound controlled by Whiting. He'll give it off to Werbein up the front, right side. Tries to go around a defender. He's off for Campen. Back out top now to Prince. And he'll give the ball to Winscott. He'll drive to the paint. No good. Strauss tips it. It's taken by Werbein. And he'll go with a finger roll up for two more. 53-35. The lead 18 now for the Blue Devils. To the front, Farmer, the intended recipient of the pass. Got it. Then got the recipient of a foul by Kevin Winscott. His second, team foul number 6. And the Tigers inbound from the side, backcourt to Buttrick. Buttrick throws it across to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer with the ball, top of the key. Buttrick in the middle, Eichhoff back out to Hernandez, dribbling in, spins, gets it away to Eichhoff, and he'll come back out top, Bredemeyer with it. Bredemeyer dribbles, gives it away, Farmer. Farmer to Bredemeyer for a long triple around the rim, inside won't go. Hernandez the rebound, Buttrick fake the three, spins in, knocked away, stolen by the Blue Devils, good play. They had a man break free, they didn't see him in time. And now we'll go the other way with the ball stolen by Hernandez of the Tigers. Hernandez up the floor, ahead to Buttrick. Drives in, short on the shot, rebound to Farmer. Back down to Buttrick, goes up again. Left side off the glass, is good. He's got 7 points. Now we bring Plattsmouth with the ball and 3:12 to go, up 53-37 as they walk it across midcourt. Whereby I'm going to stand out there and seesaw the dribble back and forth, let the clock wind, and the Tigers come out. Now he gives it down the lane, driving in, losing the handle on it, Prince. But the ball goes to another Blue Devil, and we have a foul called. Foul, a holding foul on Hernandez, his second, team foul number 4. Shooting foul will put Owen Prince at the line to shoot 2. He's got 9 points, first trip to the line tonight. It's on the way up, and short, no good. He'll get another one here. 2:55 left, Strauss in for Hernandez. Austin Soul back in for the Blue Devils. Here comes John Craig for the Tigers, in for Eichhoff. Ready to go at the line one more time here, Owen Prince. 9 points, looking for 10, and no. Craig with a rebound for the Tigers. Yeah, for the Tigers. Confusing myself. Here we go. Up the floor, Bredemeyer. Off the left side. Moving the ball over to John Craig. Holding it. Looking. Defender coming to Bredemeyer. Open momentarily, but not long enough to get the shot off. Right side to Buttrick with 2:30 to go in the game. Buttrick drives to the hole. Left hand from the right side. No good. Rebound to Soul. And now Werbein will walk it up the floor for the Plattsmouth Blue Devils. He'll stand in the corner. They come guarded. Now he'll take it over the far side to Prince. Prince will give it up for Winscott. Winscott to Soul. Now on the left side and a three-pointer on the way up. And good for Campen. He's got 21 in the game. That's his fifth triple. Four of them here in the second half. 56-37. Pressure by Werbein in the backcourt. Give it off to Bredemeyer. Coach Hogue ready to bring in two players here on the next break. inside to Craig, made a tough catch, leans in, dipped the shoulder, and well, his first foul of the ball game, but John got his money's worth there. Good lead block. So Tigers bring in five more players here. Let's see. Caden Dunkus was set to check in, a 5'10 sophomore. Josh Brown, a 6-foot sophomore, is in there. We've got Joe Vertiski in, a 5'11 junior. Also in the game, Alex McKim, 5'10 sophomore. Here's a 3-pointer on the right side, too strong. Weissman with the rebound, or rather that is Miller with the rebound. And Tiger basketball. So Charlie McNeely, the other Tiger in the ball game, a 6'2 sophomore. He was in there earlier. So here we go. Out top with the ball now will be McKim. Right side, Vertiska to McNeely. Out on the left side, looks. Comes to the right side to McKim. Back out to the top. Hands the ball off there to Brown. Now over to Vertiska. To the top again to Dunkus. Holds it. Looks. To the middle. In the floor. It goes to Brown. Down low to Dunkus. Against the man-to-man defense. Just 46 seconds ago. Driving through the lane and getting fouled will be Alex McKim. Foul will go on Kevin Soule. 6-foot senior picks up his first. And McKim to the line. Ready. Fires and got it. Second one coming here for the Tiger sophomore. Gage Olson enters the game, a 5'9 sophomore for the Blue Devils. Also in there, Kevin Soule. Free throw won't go. Soule with a rebound. Give the ball over to T.J. Fitzpatrick, a 6-foot junior, checked into the game. Fitzpatrick off across the floor to Olson. Olson down on the right side to Fitzpatrick. You're taken inside the paint. And a nice drop in the lane. Miller with his first field goal now has 3 points. The lead is 20. Tigers up the floor, down by 20 points. In the middle, Vertiska with it. Out on the right side to McKim. Dribbles off to McNeely, too high on the pass. Stolen by the Blue Devils and a layup at the other end for T.J. Fitzpatrick. And we're down to 2 seconds, midcourt. Dunkus. Tigers didn't even take a shot. And that will end the game. Your final score, Plattsmouth 60, Fall City 38. The Blue Devils outscoring the Tigers 37-15 in the second half of tonight's ball game. We'll be back and wrap this one up after 1 minute on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, let's wrap up the boys' game here tonight. Plattsmouth with the win improves to 2-3 on the year. The Tigers are now 0-4 on the season. Score tonight for the Tigers. They are led by Carson Bredemeyer. 13 points the ball game for the Tigers here. That included 3 from behind the arc. 8 for John Craig tonight, all in the first half. 7 for Bryson Buttrick, 6 for Jackson Strauss, 1 for Alex McKinn, 3 for Race Farmer for Fall City's total of 38. Plattsmouth, they're led by Sam Campbell with 21 tonight in the ballgame, 13 for Jude Werbein, 11 for Kevin Winscott. After that, 9 for Owen Prince, 2 for T.J. Fitzpatrick, 1 for Austin Soule, and 3 for Evan Miller. Final score, 60-38, Plattsmouth with the win. In the girls' game tonight, it was all Fall City from the get-go. The Tigers pick up a 52-10 win, their third straight victory. 52-10, Fall City with the win. Fall City led by Maddie Jones with 15 in the ball game, 8 each for McKinley Scholl and Chase Nolte, 7 apiece for Ashley Kirkendall and Elise Poppy. Plattsmouth now 2-3 on the year. That's your finals tonight from McNair Anderson Fieldhouse. We'll be back here Tuesday night with the Tigers host the Elmwood Murdoch Knights on KTNC. For our studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon saying goodnight, everybody.